Hello, welcome to your daily briefing. June the 18th, 2021. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can continue our study today. We are grateful for what you have taught us in the past, and we look forward with anticipation to that which you will share with us. We ask that you would give us understanding and wisdom in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I'd like to take a look at an article that I found in the IRT website. And the title of the article, actually, was written by Jeffrey M. Smith. That's Jeffrey M. Smith is his name. And the title of the article is "Doctors Warn: Avoid Genetically Modified Food." The title again, "Doctors Warn: Avoid Genetically Modified Food." Now again, it's found in the IRT website, And I would suggest that you go there. You'll find a few other articles just like this. But I thought that this would be important for us to take a look at today. Here's the article. On May the 19th, the American Academy of Environmental Medicine called on physicians to educate their patients, the medical community, and the public to avoid GM or genetically modified foods when possible and provide educational materials concerning GM foods and health risks. They called for a moratorium on GM foods, long-term independent studies, and labeling. They printed a paper, and it stated several animal studies indicate serious health risks associated with GM food, including infertility, immune problems, accelerated aging, insulin regulation, and changes in major organs and gastrointestinal systems. They conclude there is more than a casual association between GM foods and adverse health effects. There is causation, as defined by recognized scientific criteria. The strength of association and consistency between GM foods and disease is confirmed in several animal studies. More and more doctors are already prescribing GM-free diets. Dr. Amy Dean, a Michigan internal medicine specialist and board member of the AAEM, says, "I strongly recommend patients eat strictly non-genetically modified foods." Ohio allergist Dr. John Bowers says, "I used to test for soy allergies all the time, but now that soy is genetically engineered, it is so dangerous that I tell people never to eat it." Dr. Jennifer Armstrong, president of the AAEM, says, "Physicians are probably seeing the effects in their patients, but need to know how to ask the right questions." World-renowned biologist Pusha Mbaugava gave one step further. After reviewing more than 600 scientific journals, he concluded that genetically modified organisms are a major contributor to the sharp deteriorating health of Americans. Among the population, biologist David Schubert of the Salk Institute warns that children are the most likely to be adversely affected by toxins and other dietary problems related to GM foods. He says, without adequate studies, the children become the experimental animals. The experience of actual GM-fed experimental animals is scary. When GM soy was fed to female rats, most of their babies died within 3 weeks, compared to a 10% death rate among the control group fed natural soy. The GM-fed babies were also smaller and later had problems getting pregnant. When male rats were fed GM soy, their testicles actually changed color from the normal pink to dark blue. Mice fed GM soy had altered young sperm. Even the embryos of GM-fed parent mice had significant changes in their DNA. Mice fed GM corn in an Austrian government had fewer babies, which were also smaller than normal. Reproductive problems also plagued livestock. Investigations in the state of Haryana, India, revealed that most buffalo that ate GM cottonseed had complications such as premature deliveries, abortions, infertility, and prolapsed uteruses. Many calves died. In the U.S., about 24 farmers reported thousands of pigs became sterile after consuming certain GM corn varieties. Some had false pregnancies. Others gave birth to bags of water. Cows and bulls also became infertile when fed the same corn. In the U.S. population, the incidence of low birth weight babies, infertility, and infant mortality are still escalating. GM corn and cotton are engineered to produce their own built-in pesticide in every cell. When bugs bite the plant, the poison splits open their stomach and kills them. Biotech companies claim that the pesticide called BT, produced from soil bacteria Bacillus, has a history of safe use since organic farmers and others use BT spray for natural insect control. Genetic engineers insert BT genes into corn and cotton so the plants do the killing. The BT toxin produced in GM plants, however, is thousands of times more concentrated than natural BT spray, and it is designed to be more toxic, and it has properties of an allergen, and unlike the spray, cannot be washed off the plant. Moreover, studies confirm that even the less toxic natural bacterial spray is harmful. When dispersed by plane to kill gypsy moths in the Pacific Northeast or Northwest, about 500 people reported allergy or flu-like symptoms. Some had to go to the emergency room. The exact same symptoms are now being reported by farm workers throughout India from handling BT cotton. In 2008, based on medical records, the Sunday India reported victims of itching have increased massively this year related to BT cotton farming. AAEM states, multiple animal studies show significant immune problems, including increase in cytokines, which are associated with asthma, allergy, and inflammation, all on the rise in the United States because of genetically modified foods. According to GM food safety expert, Dr. Asfad Pustai, changes in the immune status of GM animals are a consistent feature of all the studies. Even Monsanto's own research showed significant immune system changes in rats fed BT corn. In November 2008, by Italian government, also found that mice have an immune reaction to BT corn. Genetically modified soy and corn each contain two new proteins with allergen properties. GM soy has up to 7 times more trispin inhibitor, a known soy allergen, and skin prick tests show some people react to GM, but not to non-GM soy. Soon after GM soy was introduced in the United Kingdom, soy allergies skyrocketed by 50%. Perhaps the U.S. epidemic of food allergies and asthma is a casualty of genetic manipulation. In India, animals graze on cotton plants after harvest. But when shepherds let sheep graze on BT cotton plants, thousands died. Postmortems showed severe irritation and black patches in both intestines and liver. Investigators said preliminary evidence strongly suggests that the sheep mortality was due to a toxin most probably the BT toxin. In a small follow-up feeding study of the Deakin Development Society, all sheep-fed BT cotton plants died within 30 days. Those that grazed on natural cotton remained healthy. In a small village in Andhra Pradesh, buffalo grazed on cotton plants for 8 years without incident. On January the 3rd, 2008, the buffalo grazed on BT cotton plants for the first time. All 13 were sick the next day. All died within 3 days. BT corn was also implicated in the deaths of cows in Germany and horses, water buffaloes, and chickens in the Philippines. In lab studies, twice the number of chickens fed Liberty Link corn died. 7 to 20 rats fed a GM tomato developed bleeding stomachs. Another 7 to 40 died within 2 weeks. Monsanto's own study showed evidence of poisoning in major organs of rats fed BT corn, according to top French toxicologist G.E. Seralini. The only published human feeding study revealed what may be the most dangerous problem from GM foods. The gene inserted into GM soy transfers into the DNA of bacteria living inside our intestines and continues to function. This means that long after we stop eating GMOs, we may still be potentially harmful GM proteins produced continually inside of us. Now let me read that sentence again. The gene inserted into the GM soy transfers into the DNA of bacteria living inside of our intestines and continues to function, which means that long after we stop eating GMOs, we may still have potentially harmful GM proteins producing continuously inside of us. Put more plainly, eating a corn chip produced from BT corn might transform our intestinal bacteria into living pesticide factories, possibly for the rest of our lives. When evidence of gene transfer is reported at medical conferences around the U.S., doctors often respond by citing the huge increase in gastrointestinal problems among their patients over the last decade. GM foods might be colonizing the gut flora of North Americans. Scientists at the Food and Drug Administration had warned about all these problems even in the early 1990s. According to documents released from a lawsuit, the scientific consensus at the agency was that GM foods were inherently dangerous and might create hard-to-detect allergies, poisons, gene transfers to gut bacteria, new diseases, and nutritional problems. They urged their superiors to require rigorous long-term tests, but the White House had ordered the agency to promote biotechnology, and the FDA responded by recruiting Michael Taylor, Monsanto's former attorney, to head up the formation of GMO policy. That policy, which is in effect today, denies knowledge of scientists' concerns and declares that no safety studies on GMO are required. It is up to Monsanto and the other biotech companies to determine if their foods are safe. Mr. Taylor later became Monsanto's vice president. Now, this is an incredibly dangerous thing that we're reading about here. And I wish that you would get this article yourself and read it for yourself. Continuing. AAEM states, GM foods have not been properly tested and pose a serious health risk. Not a single human clinical trial on GMOs has been published. A 2007 review of published scientific literature on the potential toxic effects and risks of GMO plants revealed that experimental data are very scarce. The author concludes his review by asking, where is the scientific evidence showing that GM plants or foods are toxicologically safe, as assumed by the biotechnology companies? Famed Canadian geneticist David Suzuki answered, "The experiment seems to not have been done. And the experiments simply haven't been done, and we now have become guinea pigs," he adds. "Anyone that says, 'Oh, we know that this is perfectly safe,' I say is either unbelievingly stupid or deliberately lying." Dr. Schubert points out, "If there are problems, we will probably never know because the cause will not be traceable and many diseases take a long time to develop. If GMOs happen to cause immediate and acute symptoms with a unique signature, perhaps then we might have a chance to trace the cause." This is precisely what happened during the US epidemic in the late 1980s. The disease was fast-acting, deadly, and caused a unique measurable change in the blood. But it still took more than 4 years to identify that an epidemic was even occurring. By then, it had killed about 100 Americans and caused 5,000 to 10,000 people to fall sick or become permanently disabled. It was caused by a genetically engineered brand of a food supplement called Littoropan. If other GM foods are contributing to the rise of autism, obesity, diabetes, asthma, cancer, heart disease, allergies, reproductive problems, etc., or any other common health problems now plaguing Americans, we may never know. In fact, since animals fed GMOs had such a wide variety of problems, susceptible people may react to GM foods with multiple symptoms. It is therefore telling that in the 1996 incident and the first 9 years after the large scale of introduction of the GM crops, the incidence of people with three or more chronic diseases nearly doubled from 7% to 13%. To help identify if GMOs are causing harm, the AAEM asks their members, the medical community, and the independent scientific community to gather case studies potentially related to GM food consumption and health effects. Begin to do the studies and research to investigate the role of GM foods on human health and conduct safe methods of determining the effect of GM foods on human health. So you see where we're heading here. And this is an incredible study. I would suggest that you take a look at this because you're going to find it incredibly revealing. Now, I'm not sure whether you're aware of all of what I'm reading to you here. I've had the privilege of hearing it before this. But the article is worth your downloading. It's found in the IRT website. It was written by Jeffrey M. Smith. It's entitled, "Doctors Warn, Avoid Genetically Modified Food." It talks about the changes that are taking place in the body when you eat the GM foods, that it immediately merges with your DNA and causes lasting changes in everything that you do and everything that you eat. Long after you have stopped eating the GMA, you end up still doing the changing in your body that is mentioned here in this article. Let's continue the article. Let's finish the article up this way. It says, citizens need not wait for the results before taking the doctor's advice to avoid GM foods. People can stay away from anything with soy or corn derivatives, cottonseed and canola oil, and sugar from GM sweet beets, unless it says organic or non-GMO. There is a pocket non-GMO shopping guide co-produced by the Institute of Responsible Technology and the Center for Food Safety, which is available as a download, as well as in natural food stores and in many doctors' offices. If even a small percentage of people choose non-GMO foods, the food industry will likely respond as they did in Europe by removing all GM products. Thus, AAEM non-GMO prescription may be a watershed for the U.S. food supply. So that's where we are. And I would suggest that you take a look at this article. It really is very informative. The article itself has a number of references at the bottom of it. You can go through those references and you will find them all continued to be informative concerning the situation. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to inform us and to warn us about that which we should and should not eat. We thank you for the blessings that you give. And we ask today that you would continue to fill us with our trust in you so that we will be able to accept your word and follow you closely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, June the 18th, 2021.